London Borough of Southwark and Southwark staff, I welcome you all today to the service of remembrance. For the remembrance of all those who laid their lives in order that we can live. On behalf of Southwark Council, we remember all the past armed forces, all the past people who have laid their lives. Also, the 27 million Soviet servicemen who died along Allied troops. And also, we remember also the West African Brigade who laid their life as well. We should also remember that we should commend God in order to support our today armed forces, the Royal Armed Forces in the land, on the sea, and in the air, so that they will face their obstacles with discipline and justice. We will remember them.
Thank you very much, Your Worship. And now I would like to invite Mr. Sapilov, Senior Councillor of the Embassy of the Russian Federation, to address you.
Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, dear friends, we are meeting today near the monument to 27 Russian Soviet citizens who sacrificed their life during the war. By laying wreaths, we are paying tribute to all those who lost their lives during the battles, fighting for the better future of their countries, but actually fighting for the better future of the humanity. Those millions of men and women sacrificed their lives fighting for peaceful days for us, and we need always remember them. Our ceremony is taking place when in Moscow we are celebrating another anniversary of the battle for Moscow during the Second World War. It was a crucial point and turning point, I should say, in the history of the Second World War. We are coming here and spending one day. We are spending just a few minutes of silence commemorating those who sacrificed their lives. But we always remember them, and we need to do more for the peace so that their victims, their sacrifices, will not in vain. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sapilov. Now I'd like to invite Simon Hughes, the MP for Bermondsey North Southwark, a good friend of ours, to say a few words to you, Simon.
Mr. Mayor, Your Excellencies, our comrades who served, for whom we have great respect, and friends, it's an honour to be here again. On Thursday night in this building, the Imperial War Museum, a new gallery was opened to commemorate those in this country who won the greatest honor anybody could give them as recognition of the Victoria Cross. On Friday, with friends from this community, I was in Zeebrugge commemorating one event in the First World War, the Zeebrugge Raid, on St. George's Day, 1918, when British and Allied troops stormed the harbour in order to prevent the German fleet escaping. And a young man of 19 from Bermondsey won the Victoria Cross by the vote of his colleagues for his bravery on that day. This morning, with colleagues and friends, I was at the commemoration for the Royal Marines, where they read the roll call of the 20 Marines who have died on active service in Afghanistan in the last year. Every death is significant. The death of everybody who was killed in the raid at Zeebrugge, the death of each of the 20 Marines who have lost their lives in the last year. And therefore, when we gather here and we try to imagine the number of people who lost their lives, we can only humbly and with the most enormous respect come here to do our duty. No conflict in modern times has happened with only one country going into battle on their own. In Afghanistan today, it is an allied attempt to deal with terrorism. In the Second World War, it was an allied attempt with all the countries of the former Soviet Union playing their part. In the First World War, there was an allied attempt to keep the peace of the world. And so we're here to say thank you to our friends from all the former Soviet countries, all the countries now of the Commonwealth of Independent States. Through you, to say thank you to your people. But also to pledge ourselves to one other thing. The building here is not here to glorify war. It's to remind people how horrible and fatal war is. And we're here to remember that it's always better if we can, to prevent war and prevent conflict rather than engaging it. We're here to learn the lessons of war and the lessons of the heroism of our friends in order to build a more secure international peace. And I, as the Member of Parliament amongst you from this country, and now in a party of government in this country, pledge my colleagues and I to seek to work with all our colleagues around the world to build a future of peace so we never have the mass slaughter of people on our continent in an armed conflict again. Your presence is hugely appreciated, and the people of Southwark are very honoured that this happens in this borough and on their soil.